This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. So happy everything worked out again. It's a little frustrating to get out there and, you know, I get a lot of input. I'll ask the engineering team. I'll ask my board ops. I'll say, how does this sound? How's this sounding and everything else? And I was having an issue here for the longest time with me being able to have consistent internet service. So I took a step to eliminate that from the equation. And then it happened again after I took that step. So I'm a little frustrated. My biggest thing is to try to do a live show every night. And, well, for some reason, the internet gods have not been smiling upon me. But that's beside the point, because we're here, we're going to finish this out like we should. I'm half British, and I have a lot of British relatives, and I don't speak to too many of them, but the ones I do, I keep getting asked why gun ownership is so high in the United States. Normally, that doesn't come up unless we've had a horrific shooting like we just had in Las Vegas. Maybe you've asked that of yourself, or have had it posed to you by a leftist friend. There are many reasons, and I'd like to touch on a few of the less mentioned ones, and none of them have anything, by the way, to do with hunting and target shooting. One reason for high firearm ownership today is that people realize that this country is swimming in cultural waters that are like a sewer. Look at the toxic filth coming out of Hollywood and the music and entertainment industry. Much of their product is riddled with violence and gratuitous sex and vulgarity and glorification of a shallow physical appearance. When traditional religion appears, it's often there to be mocked and belittled, as is patriotism. Then there's the public schools. Not that long ago, and within my lifetime, objectives of the schools included teaching an appreciation of America and her history and imparting an understanding of civic responsibility to the students. As a matter of policy, the schools also sought mightily to blend immigrants into the American mainstream. Not so much anymore. The mantra is now, is it mantra or mantra? The mantra is now diversity is strength. And if you, I guess they believe if you constantly repeat that slogan, that will make it exactly that way. Far too often, immigrant children are spared the indignity of being Americanized and allowed to stay comfortable in their subculture and language. Worse yet, even native-born kids are not spared alienation for their own culture as Western civilization is degraded with the constant drip, drip, drip of multiculturalism. That's especially so at colleges and universities. At times, it seems as if the traditional motto of the United States, e pluribus unum, which is out of many, one, has been turned on its head to now be out of one, many. We stand bewildered as the elite, in a direct refutation of biological science, push new definitions of gender into the public domain and enforce these radical postmodern concepts in law and schools. People also see things like drug gangs roaming the streets in places like Chicago, their personal and financial information being hacked after it got sold, astounding illegitimacy rates, a high acceptance of illegal immigration by the powers to be, racial tension, intolerance for free speech on college campuses, and an opioid epidemic. In America today, the citizenry has lost trust in the political establishment to solve problems. And that the most evidence for that is the election of the ultimate outsider, the president of the United States, Donald Trump. And, of course, there's the low approval rating that Americans continue to give government in general. So how does this collage relate to gun ownership? All of those trends act as a solvent to dissolve the glue of American unity and trust that heretofore held society together as a cohesive whole. Individually and collectively, the fruits of the various liberal initiatives have spread confusion and disorientation throughout society, like cancer metastasizing throughout a human body. And as you might expect, Americans are now fearful. They fear their country and the culture and government are being stolen from them by an out-of-touch cultural elite. Weirdos in Hollywood like Harvey Weinstein, fat cats from Wall Street and Silicon Valley with bags of money. Whether it is consciously or subconsciously, people have a foreboding feeling that chaos could be upon us. And they intuitively sense that if that happens, it will be coming to a nation that no longer coheres. To put it in the words of the Irish poet W.B. Yeats, many Americans wonder if the center can hold. Now, in my opinion, that kind of concern is far from being irrational. It's actually a sign of prudence, and the result is what you see. High gun ownership. As Bob Dylan sang, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. The part that escapes the elites is what actually happens on the ground in these various places, and what they refer to as fly over country, because if you're not living on the coast, well, you're just not happening. And there's only a couple of places to live on the coast. They're trying to turn the whole West Coast into something. But, you know, some states, like Washington State is not as liberal as you would think it would be. Oregon is not as liberal as you would think it would be. So, having said that, America, the America that disregarded media, the America that disregarded the pundits, the polls, the America that elected Trump, this is the America that has the sense of foreboding. Now, the leftists have a, you know, they're out there, some of them that have joined the John Brown Gun Club and such. They say they're going to embrace the Second Amendment for self-defense, but they're not going to have to defend themselves because we're not coming for them. Which is one of the most interesting things to consider when you're putting all this together in your head. We're not coming for them. We are simply trying to get back to a point where we have control over certain things. Because right now, we don't have control over most things. In addition to that, of course, we live in a very, very dangerous world. If certain things do happen, there's only going to be a precious few things that are going to work. Semi-automatic firearms is going to be one of those things. There's a study that came out the other day where they're saying that if an EMP was popped, 90% of us would die. I kind of wonder about that, because EMP is, you have to be the right distance and the right height, and it's not like one is going to affect the entire nation. If it's that high, it's not going to be that powerful. So I'm sitting back just wondering, were these guys trying to, what were they trying to push? What were they trying to peddle? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We feel nervous, so we arm ourselves, because that will cover us when nobody else can. Nobody's coming. We are on our own. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Alec Baldwin and California Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, have helped launch a crusade to win an Oscar for the documentary Making a Killing, Guns, Greed, and the NRA. Their reasons in this particular case may go beyond the predictable liberal virtue signaling. When the sex scandal erupted against Harvey Weinstein, his first response was to pledge he would channel anger in a campaign against the National Rifle Association, which is one of the reliable devil dolls that the left like to stick pins in to prove their bona fides. Weinstein must have been shocked when this gesture did not gain him the instant forgiveness for his numerous sexual sins and glaring shortcomings. Because weren't guns something people used to compensate? Was not his anti-gun gesture, therefore, a symbolic repudiation of his own out-of-control manhood? As the Weinstein scandal continues to expand, threatening other prominent abusers in Hollywood and politics, many are eager to change the topic and move on by gunning for the NRA before the public hunt for wrongdoers sets its sights on them. In some cases, the interests of leftists may be more personal than we know. After all, predators want their prey unarmed. One leftist benefit from California's strict gun control is that a Hollywood or Sacramento power broker never needs to worry that the woman he forces himself upon would be able to defend themselves with a firearm. Over at townhall.com, Katie Pavlich, she's a young lady. She's a commentator, but she reminds us that gun rights are women's rights. A handgun takes a 100-pound woman and equalizes everything physically between her and some 250-pound punk like Harvey Weinstein. No wonder Hollywood wants women unarmed. Is Weinstein exceptional? Remember that the politically ambitious Gavin Newsom reportedly once had an affair with the wife of his own campaign manager, and the explosively emotional Alec Baldwin reportedly may have known that in the 2006 film Minnie's First Time, he was having an affair and playing erotic scenes with what in real life was an underage girl. And when Weinstein and Newsom and Baldwin prayed about their moral superiority in wanting to disarm us for our own good. Keep this in mind. In fact, whenever you hear any leftist man calling for stiffer gun control laws that would effectively disarm young women, think about their secret reasons for denying equal power to women. Those on the left also have a different morality from the rest of humankind. When Bill Clinton was caught having an affair with a woman almost as young as his daughter, a woman who, like many of his victims, Bubba had the power to fire from her government job if she refused his advances, the responses of his comrades were quite revealing. Like Steve Grossman, a chair of the Democratic National Committee, he said this to reporters, "Bill Clinton is one of the most moral people I have ever known." Now, if you're familiar with the leftists, then Grossman makes perfect sense because of the way they define morality. If a Republican is faithful to his wife, the leftists nevertheless see him as immoral. The Republican practices bourgeois morality, but as a capitalist does not practice collectivist social morality because he opposes socialism or Marxism. And by this standard, it does not matter if Stalin happened to kill 60 million of his own people in his effort to build socialism. If Harvey Weinstein rapes women, it means nothing when weighed against the millions he donates to elect and empower Democrats. Because, after all, he's for the greater good. If Bill Clinton, when he was president, personally sacrificed virgins to his appetites, there was no problem because he was socially moral. And that's the only morality that counts for the left. And if Hillary Clinton protected his power by destroying the reputation of women he raped, in effect, raping them a second time, this too was socially moral and politically correct. The left had first tried to protect Weinstein. Fashion designer Donna Karan said that his young victims had asked for it by dressing provocatively and being seductive. What kind of nonsense is that? Isn't that the example you guys make? Isn't that the way you show them how to dress on all of your pop media? You know, just enough clothing to cover everything up and keep from getting arrested. That kind of thing. Isn't that what you've taught? If a Republican had made that statement, that would have elicited the leftist catcalls. And when public opinion turned overwhelmingly against Weinstein and young women were torn between their loyalties to leftism and feminism, it became necessary to throw him under the bus to prevent further damage to the Democratic Party. And now the left wants to change the topic to the NRA. They want to continue taking power from the hands of non-leftist Americans to make sure nobody can resist what they want to do to us. So the question becomes, do you allow that to happen? Do you allow them to once again shape the narrative? Or do you draw the line? Any line, a line. Do you draw the line anywhere? And that's the big question, isn't it? Do you draw that line? And where do you draw it? That's the part that we got to get past. In the meantime, Weinstein goes down. Has Roman Polanski been kicked out of all the organizations that Weinstein has been kicked out of? Has Bill Cosby? We, you know, do we sit back and say, maybe you shouldn't want to go to Hollywood? Do we sit back and say, don't try to realize your dream? Is there, you know, we're talking about actors here, right? I denigrate them all the time. Do I acknowledge that they're human? And they should be treated. Maybe part of their problem, maybe part of their whole morality problem is that they're treated the way they are treated. Maybe that's an issue. I don't know. Some of the ones that have risen to a certain power, like, say, Denzel Washington, he pretty much says and does what he wants. And when he comes out, Morgan Freeman, he has his moments as well. Some of these guys make a lot of sense to me sometimes. Some of them come out with some things that, like, both of those guys have probably said something I wouldn't like at all. But overall, they seem to be standing for whatever their belief is. Most of these other people have to just do what they got to do to get by. And apparently that means debasing themselves at the hands of sexual predators. And they're not saying anything about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification and ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm having a hard time. I used to have this fan running in here, and I would be told, well, we've got a gate, and we can keep the fan sound from coming out, except the gate doesn't work when I'm talking, does it, Andy? It doesn't. It fails, because it's got to let me talk, doesn't it? Yeah, so I've been going along thinking, well, this is taking care of the fan sound, and then I heard some playback the other day, and I heard the fan sound, and after I got, I laid in a corner over here in the studio in the fetal position crying softly for a long time, just thinking, how many have I done like this? How many of these? So the fan is gone now. But now when I come back and it's quiet, I'm sitting there thinking, is the mic still working? Does the board break? What's going on with that? So I'm trying to get used to that. Now listen, all along since the Las Vegas shooting, all this month for the past 18 days, I have been telling you a lot of things I don't think this is. And for some reason, this got off of the front pages really quick. That puzzles me. There's some other things in there. Let me tell you what I don't think this is. I do not think this was a false flag operation put out by the government. Because if it was a false flag operation put out by the government with as much scrutiny as this has come under, that would have been found out. Reference Fast and Furious. So I don't think it's that. However, at this particular moment, I am now willing to say maybe, I'm not going to say any more about conspiracy theories concerning this. I think maybe you're entitled to this because we have this crisis of confidence that is building as this story fed to the public about this shooting keeps changing. Like Jesus Campos, he was on Ellen DeGeneres, and that only added to the questions. It didn't answer any questions. The timeline is a very, very big question. There's three or four versions out there right now, and everything changes with each one of those versions. Now, there are a couple things that are probably happening in the background that do not first come to light when you're looking at a crime of this magnitude. There's probably a bunch of tort lawyers that are circling this right now. And that has a major influence on what we do and don't learn. And the curious absence of surveillance footage of the perp as he partied away for days in one of the most heavily surveilled places on Earth. So, that's not out there either. And you know, here's this guy, Jesus Campos. We're told that he was the one that stopped the shooting, the first version. Him coming up there, it disrupted the guy. He stops the shooting. He gets shot. Perpetrator shoots himself. End of story. Jesus, he's supposed to be on Hannity. He's supposed to be on some other things. And then he vanishes. He just goes away. And then he shows up on Ellen DeGeneres. Like, that would be the perfect place to go give the one and only interview would be to Ellen. I don't have anything against Ellen. I don't think of Ellen as hard-hitting news. Seems like a really weird choice. She's out there saying, you know, during the course of the interview, she says he's a hero because he got shot in the leg, that he saved so many lives. And that's not what happened. That was the old narrative. That was the first narrative that came out. The old narrative was that he interrupted the gunfire, took a shot in the leg, and brought the massacre to a halt. Then the sheriff said, sorry, I got the things the wrong way around. Actually, Mr. Campos got there before the mass shooting started, and then apparently the shooter began shooting Mr. Campos in the leg. Then there was a six-minute delay before he started shooting out the windows, during which time he had a nice cup of tea, a call down to room service, or whatever he did. And then the hotel said that's not what happened, and there's a third timeline. And then everybody does the obvious and says, why don't we ask Mr. Campos what happened? And then they say suddenly that he's disappeared, he's gone now. And he's off the scene, no one's seen him for a week, and then he comes back and surfaces on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And that's how conspiracy theories start. And that's and right now I think everybody's entitled to take a flyer on whatever they want to think. Because for whatever reason, Mandalay Bay, the Ellen DeGeneres show, all of these things combined, the sheriffs and all their other stuff, the sheriffs have stopped doing press conferences. Because they don't have anything to add, because they don't really know anything concrete, which is evident by the fact that we've heard three or four timelines now. But the water is muddy on this one. This is messed up. This is really messed up. Mark Stein was talking to Tucker Carlson about it. Tucker said, I think it's so nicely put because it's clear, and by the way, simply because MGM managed this interview doesn't mean that it's inaccurate. I'm not attacking MGM, but I also think it was managed. Clearly it was managed. So they are under a ton of legal pressure because the usual ambulance chasers are circling the hotel looking for payouts, and so that suggests that he's under a lot of pressure to give a specific storyline that may not be that useful in understanding what happened. And that's what leads me, you know, is what's happening here based upon the fact that the lawyer, not the lawyers, is the hotel withholding information so the lawyers don't dice and slice them up? But there's other things going on as well. Las Vegas is one of the most surveilled cities on Earth. All these big casinos were sworn on as they want to know what people are doing in the building from every conceivable angle. Even before they got the post-9/11 security in Vegas, they had cameras everywhere. Linked to some back office where everybody is looking at what you're doing. And what's interesting is that there are some that goes on London or Paris or Brussels or wherever. The Brussels airport farming is a very good example. They pulled some stunt at the Brussels airport, killed a bunch of people, Within 24 hours, you've got the closed-circuit television picture showing the killer moving through the airport concourse. At Mandalay Bay, they've not released any footage, any shots of the sky, the couple of pictures, event of the hotel room next door. Actually, extremely limited. 200 rounds supposedly came through this door. That may be one of the best built hotel room doors in the history of hotel rooms. But there's no questions being answered. There's no motive being filled in. And what we're getting is essentially nothing. So have at it. Whatever conspiracy theory you want to consider. I'm going to concentrate more on what the left's trying to do. I'm going to concentrate more on what the right may be willing to let them do, the Republicans. And that's my course of action. I'm not going to worry so much about what happened, because what happened was horrible. There's a couple of other questions I have that don't seem to be answered. I want to know how many people were actually shot that didn't die. I want to know how many were injured by actual rounds hitting them, not by being bad, you know, trampled over or slamming into concrete or getting showered with flying concrete or anything. I want to know how many were actually shot, because I'm willing to bet not many of them were. I'm willing to bet maybe less than 10% of them were. I'm willing to bet that the people that were killed, all those numbers that were killed, they were killed at the very opening of the shooting. So then the next thing this brings up is, how many rounds did this guy actually fire? But in the meantime, I'm done trying to tell you not to launch any conspiracy theories. I'm not going to. If you have one, feel free to share it, I guess. It'll be entertaining on a certain level. I'm going to watch the politicians and see what they do. And maybe one day we'll know what actually happened. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. What did I just hear? I heard something. I don't know what I just heard. Whatever it was, who cares? Back in the 70s when I was involved in the martial arts, that's when I first became aware of an association called the Motion Picture Association of America. Back then, the president of the MPAA was a student of Taekwondo master Jun Ri. That was the guy that came out with the first actual usable safety equipment in the 70s. It gave way to the stuff they use today. Jack Valenti seemed like a pretty good dude. Of course, I was 14 when I became aware of him, so I don't know. Let's segue now to present day, 2017, nearly 43 years later. It seems as though everyone and his publicist today, they're commenting on Harvey Weinstein and the Hollywood sex culture. But the interesting exception here is the Motion Picture Association of America. The scandal is not noted on their blog, nor in its news section, nor in its press releases, nor in the recent speeches by its chairman, extolling the First Amendment and the institution of copyright. Now, in filmmaking, the Motion Picture Association of America is the major trade association in filmmaking. So you would sort of think they would be active on this big issue, but the explanation for the silence is pretty easy. The MPAA chairman today, until the end of this year, which is 5 months before his current contract expires, is former Senator Chris Dodd. This is the guy who, during his Senate career, he was a pal of Teddy Kennedy in his hard-parting days. He was the other guy in the Teddy Kennedy girl sandwich. Dodd was one of the, you know, one of the slices of the bread of the, or the waitress sandwich. When Dodd did attend to his legislative duties, he helped create the subprime lending financial crisis and then produced the monster Dodd-Frank with his buddy Barney Frank, proudly stultifying the American financial system since 2010 while enriching the big financial players who were so generous to the political classes. I completely understand now why the MPAA would hesitate to send Dodd out to speak about respect for women and the evils of sexual harassment. It would make too obvious the congruence between the moral and the financial corruptions of Hollywood and those of Washington described by Kelly, Michael Kelly, that is. From all available evidence, God created our elected officials to drink and screw around, as he put it. It also emphasizes the similarities between Harvey Weinstein and the Teddy Kennedy, Bill Clinton, Chris Dodd view of relations between the sexes. Now, when his appointment was made, a lot of people looked at this sort of puzzled, given his reputation. Now, Hollywood, who said this? Who said this? I can't see who put this particular communique out. Hollywood is a land of emotion, illusion, not logic and reality. He is fiercely self-righteous and contemptuous of all dissent, and Dodd certainly fit those job requirements. But this is somebody who is very disliked by conservatives. And the MPAA seemed to have reached that same conclusion. His canning took place last spring, long before the Weinstein affair. But according to the Hollywood Reporter, studio insiders say they want a fresh approach to the MPAA after a sometimes bumpy ride for Dodd. We need someone who has relationships with everyone, says one studio executive. Dodd is currently the MPAA chairman for the next couple of months. But he has been replaced as CEO by Charles Rivkin, a media veteran and former Obama administration official, with, as far as we know, a less colorful personal past. So perhaps the association will become more active on the harassment issue. In the meantime, it seems unsporting not to send him out touring to defend the industry and its practices. Because Hollywood's in the entertainment business, after all, and those of us on the political right would find such a tour much more entertaining than anything available on our screens. I saw a picture the other day of Harvey Weinstein sitting between Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin. So you have this apex sexual predator sitting between the wives of apex sexual predators. I found that quite amusing. Here locally, the race for sheriff, the last election, was very contentious, and a lot of the guy I backed, the guy that I actually did a little work for, came out that he was he'd had some dalliances, and so everything pulled away from him, and the guy that is currently sheriff was elected. Turns out he's had some too. So then the question becomes a couple of things, like with Murphy in the House of Representatives, who just had to resign because he was so pro-life, but then he had his mistress who got pregnant, and then he advised her to have an abortion. The question becomes, where do you draw the line on elected officials? Everybody coming up through life has baggage they develop. I don't care who you are. Me, you, anybody. Now, if you are one of these people that has a fevered ego and think that you would make a good politician, you need to understand that there is a price to be paid for that. And if you have not been a choir boy all of this time, it's going to come out, whether it happens prior to you winning or after you win. It's going to come out because that kind of public life is different than any other kind of public life I can think of. We know all of them are rascals, aren't they? They're quite the bunch of shenanigans always, with monkeys in a barrel, whatever, however you want to put it. They're not really somebody that we should be sitting around trusting now, should we? Should they? Should it? I don't know where to put it. But what I will say is this. It's amazing the things that come around. That karmic direction that everything seems to circle around to. If there's going to be a change, then it has to keep, this has to keep on going. Every woman that has ever been affected this way in Hollywood needs to come out. And then, ladies, most of you, like Ashley Judd. Ashley Judd is as anti-gun, anti-Trump, anti-anything as anybody out there. You need to come join us, Ashley, because we will empower you to be able to defend yourself, not to where you can be a victim. We don't want you to be. We don't want anybody to be a victim. I certainly don't want women to be a victim. Sure, I'm old school. I think that, you know, I believe the old adages that have always been out there. It all needs to come out. And my fear is it will stop. My fear, and, you know, to a very large degree, what happened in Las Vegas was knocked off the front pages by Weinstein. Can you imagine the critical mass that had to build to? You got the guy at NBC who tried to spike it. You got Matt Damon and Russell Crowe out there trying to put it away years ago. This guy had a whole bunch of people running interference for him. How long has he been able to do this? How long has this been going on? I mean, that's a question that really bothers me, just to consider how long and how many. And you look at these actresses and you think to yourself, there's a, you know, these are women with a high degree of polish. They all started out as newcomers. They all, you know, in the beginning, they all had bones to make in the industry. This is when this guy was preying on them. So the idea that the other slice of bread, the surviving slice of bread from the waitress sandwich, is in charge of the MPAA. I completely understand why they haven't said anything about this so far. Gotcha, Chris, baby. I wonder what you'll do next for the encore. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.